Confessions of a Pleasure Dom proudly presents The Sweet Smell. I spent so much time stuck in the middle of it. You can't help but get tired of the smell. It just permeates everything, and all you could do, all you could hope for, is getting out. But relationships are about compromise. And at the time, she was my girlfriend, almost fiance, almost wife, almost ex-wife. But I should have known that when she wanted to go to the Yankee Candle outlet, it was going to be a little too much. I would never say that I have a sensitive palate. I'm the kind of person who bases a lot off of sensory interaction. I revel in certain smells as much as I do tastes and touch. The idea of peace for me is genetically coded with standing barefoot on a beach and inhaling as much of the sea salt air as though the particulate of that ocean water somehow revitalizes the DNA built into my body. Smells abounded growing up. The floral shop was always the kind of place that you were walking from one floral bouquet to the other. Lilac, roses. You kind of start getting nose blind about it. And yet, it was because of that damn shop that I remember what the side of her neck smelled like right before I kissed it. We all set ourselves in motion through our interactions with the world, whether they be hindered or not. And so I like to make sure that the entirety of every interaction is robust and complete and four-dimensional, that I am living in the space, that I am becoming part of it, that it has impressed itself upon me, good, bad, or indifferent. The smells of perfume, of fresh linens, of sunny days on tropical beaches all go hand in hand with the way that her forearm smelled, the way that I could smell her on my beard as I walked through the uneven cobbled streets to find food afterwards. She lied in a bed, and I could imagine her grinning ear to ear, but I could also remember how sweet she tasted as she grabbed onto the sides of my head and squeezed into my shoulders with the undersides of her thighs, the heels of her feet digging into my spine as she erupted. Taste, yes. The taste is euphoric and addictive and unique. No two taste exactly the same. Nor would I want them to. Not to be this guy, but I've always thought about taste. I cook. I know that's shocking. I'm gonna give you guys a second to recuperate from that blow to what you once thought was a complete knowledge of Fort Bear. I just can't help but experience the world through taste and scent, and there is something about it that just adds. You know how two different people can create dishes. Well, two different people can smell and taste completely different. Pheromones. Hormones, the things that we eat, the clothing that we wear, the deodorant or antiperspirant that we choose, all of these things become part of us. They become layers upon layers, a weird intermingling, like strings in an orchestra. You never expect exactly what the cello is going to do or how it's going to work its way around the violin. But who... when they get going, there's such a perfect blend, a harmonious existence that goes beyond the mere interaction with our eardrums, bounces off of walls, such as the nature of scent as well. Lilacs will always bring a smile to my face. Lilacs that go with the spontaneous affections of a certain someone. Lilacs that were handed and dropped, crushed beneath feet. The smell of the lilac diminishing. The smell of her hair taking its place. The smell that comes off of the breastbone as heat finds a home there, as your mouth takes its time exploring your ears, hearing the moans, the gasps, the moans, faster. Oh my God. But the smell that tells you this is a whole and complex person. Sometimes it is the most difficult contrast, even when my friends are completely naked. The wear of the day carries a certain blend. The sweat having changed certain surfaces. All of it different. All of it foreign. All of it bringing together this portrait of a person. There are the scents that go along with being who we are. There's enough of an industry in this world that people spend a lot of money trying to cover that up. And I'm sure you could think of more than one or two people who tried too hard to cover it up. The Teenage Boy Axe Body Spray Dilemma of the early, well, since whenever Axe came out. There is an industry of it. There's an obsession with it. You need to smell a certain way. You need to not stink. The way that you smell might offend. Do you want to be lilac or cedar? Would you like sandalwood or orange blossom? Dove soap? Mint? Mouthwash? The scent of a meal having been eaten on breath? And the disconnect? That moment where you get self-conscious. What did I eat? is it going to matter? Well, it's easy to know because I'm going to smell it before I taste it on your tongue. But therein lies the truth. That it's not clean. That it's not always pristine. That there are times where the passion of it overwhelms, shocks, and awes the owner of this body or those bodies out there. Every single person can say that at a moment they have been so overwhelmed by the need that it has overridden the senses. So you find the sense of it, the smell. And while there may be hints that speak to the life that is lived, there's an endurance in that. There's a small joy there. There can also be an utter warning, can there not? For someone who's not taking care of themselves. For someone who needs to be nurtured more than they need to be bedded. A concern can emerge. And so, smell creates a world of understanding, but can also entice, can draw forward, can remind long past. The smell on my mustache, even hours afterwards, if brushed correctly, it can dance in front of me and will cause me to feel the heart to pound, the muscles to tense. She is not there, but a pretty little specter remains in her stead. Pretty little specter that turns me on my heels and convinces me to go back. A dirty little specter which inspired me to tease a little too much. So the last bear and the brat was inspired a long time ago by an interaction I had, which ended almost precisely the way it did in the story. Off I popped, leaving someone to do their work. Went back to work myself. Thought nothing of it. And then remember going to bed that night, knowing she was going to be late. But knowing the time would eventually bring the two of us back together. My glasses being what they are, most of the world exists as a blur, more often than not. So, a dark blur in the middle of the night does not exactly help things. Of the smell of her, let me know she was there. The warmth of her brought me back. Lilacs and lavender, right there beneath her ear, and that part of the neck that had probably seen fabric rubbed up and down it, lanyard dragging back and forth, sweat traveling over the surface, all of these parts of the day, but it didn't matter because the smell was her. And that caused problems. But I knew. It's the design of it all, the way that it all pieces together. Take away one sense, the other ones make up for it. Touching, tasting, smelling, seeing, hearing. Given that array of tools, limited as they are, we become artists, especially when with intimate partners. The scene becomes a living thing, as much a part of the interaction as the actual physical contact. It all pieces together, it all layers. There's a resonance to it that is lost by some people. Now, I would never discourage anybody from having a quickie. I will never yuck your yum. I'm just saying that even the quickies can be memorable ones. Hopefully, they're memorable. And thus we imprint with that memory, smell, taste, touch, sound. The perfect, harmonious memory. One that will allow us years later to catch but a whiff of that thing. That one smell. Was it suntan lotion? Was it the lube? Was it... was it her dripping down my cheek? As she sat on my face? Was it the taste? Or the sound? Or the smell? But, with this comes caveats. As all things do. Smell is a two-way street, as well as taste, as well as sight and touch. Being sure that every portion of oneself resonates with a partner is something that I find definitive. If I don't smell good to you, probably not going to taste good to you. Oh, you like the clothes I wear? Okay. Do you like the way I look without them? Do you like the way that I speak? The words that I use? The phrases that get stuck? The stuff I use too much? Do I smell the way you would expect a lover to smell? Scents and scents. We've taken time going over each and every one, detailing what purpose they serve, a pleasure dumb, and I will tell you they all serve me. I use them. I revel in them. I seek to understand them better. And if they do not ignite something within me, then I have absolutely no problem moving on. Now, I did not say what smells do what for me? I did not say whether or not I like anything in particular. That is not how this works. I am not giving away the house here, beautiful beasties. I am simply saying that at the end of this portion of our conversation, it is important to understand that each and every one of those passages I have detailed up until this point are all pinnacles upon which my enjoyment of a friend, a playmate, a beautiful beastie, sub, prey, the more controversial slave. These things, these people, these divine individuals that grace me with their presence and their time and trust me with their care. I have done as much choosing as they have in the process. I have vetted them as much as they have vetted me. But it all starts, it all begins. It will not have any fun ending without me first feeling the connection through sight, sound, touch, taste. Smell. I will revel in you, whether you have overpowered me in a moment where you have insisted that this is what you need, or when you are bound in knot and layer upon layer, ribbon restraining you upon ribbon, contorting you. I have taken all of it into account. They will benefit both of us equally. One of us, two of us, three of us, however many of us there are. It is an architectural undertaking. Putting together the proper pieces in the correct way in order to maximize their function to the benefit of all involved. And so, the initial understanding begins a process, and it is carried over into the interaction that I have with those that I play with. But we will go into further details. I have done the groundwork. This is but a prologue. Understanding the importance of these five senses are the beginning of understanding how everything falls into place from here. The next entry in this series will, of course, be consent. Communication will follow, followed by care. And once those three are done, we will start discussing precisely what is to be done with you when you find yourself saying yes.